Dear students, this is the syllabus commentary for Business 121, Principles of Money Management for Fall 2022. Now, my name is Frank Piano, and I introduce myself in another video, another audio. You've probably already seen it. If not, check it out. So this is the commentary for the syllabus. Now, the syllabus is the most important document of the entire semester. And of course, everybody puts it in the back of their notebook and never looks at it again. Until you do something dumb. I always do. And the professor looks at you glaringly and says, "Did you read the syllabus?"
Yes, I'm sure.
And it's really gotten ridiculous. Some syllabuses are 7, 8, 10, 12, 27 pages long because they keep sending us more information. Hey, this is good to put in your syllabus. Yeah, so I have a long one which makes the college happy, which you can look at your leisure. But we're going to go through the short version, the two-page version, which I think is more than enough for a syllabus. And one of the pages should help you immensely, in my humble opinion. So let's read together. Principles of Money Management. Course Description Objective. This is the introduction to principles of money management. Emphasis is placed on practical, personal, financial management concepts and skills. Dear students, everything we do in this class is practical. Are you going to be solving quadratic equations 10 years from now? Yeah, maybe. Are you going to be discussing the influence of 19th century impressionism upon 20th century op art? Maybe at that party where you're trying to score with the art major. But anyway, no, you're going to be handling money for the rest of your life. And this class is the full spectrum, covers the full spectrum of personal financial concepts, techniques, skills. This is an important class. I wish we had this class when I was in college or high school even. But hey, that was the past. Now we're here. So welcome to our class. We are so happy, proud, honored, privileged that you're with us. What's in the class? The course content. Well, goal setting. Oh, very important. Financial statements. Oh, even more important. Budgeting, resource allocation, tax strategies, banking, cash and debt management, purchasing strategies, insurance planning and risk management, investing fundamentals, my favorite part of the semester, and retirement and estate planning. So there it is, folks. The entire spectrum of personal financial experiences. We have an OER, which is a fancy way of saying free to read, open educational resources, zero textbook cost text, which is available online. Now, if you want it printed out, that's going to cost you. And I don't recommend printing it out because the printout doesn't even look that good. Read it on your phone, read it on your laptop computer. But it's free. Yes, free. As in nada, zip, zilch, no moolah. You also, in my humble opinion, need a notebook. A three-ring binder, I think, is the best way to do it. Punch the printouts because there's lots of notes. A whole lot of copious. Like that word, copious? There's a whole lot of notes to organize. Assignments, handouts, worksheets, answer keys. And a three-ring binder is really important. All you need for this class is a 99-cent calculator. You don't need a fancy calculator that can launch the space shuttle. A spreadsheet does make life easier, and there are free spreadsheets that we'll discuss when we get to Chapter 2. It certainly that makes life easier, and I use them, and I hope you will too. Dedication, organization, motivation, hard work, self-discipline, folks, it's an online class. Nobody's... You're the one who has to motivate yourself to work on this class every day. If you have any doubts about your self-discipline, please consider taking the class face-to-face. Now, thanks to COVID, we have very few face-to-face classes anymore. But yes, I'm going to implore upon you. I'm going to beg. I'm going to jump up and down and scream and holler every day. What I find, and for me, when I take an online class, and what I've talked with other students, is, everyone's a student, folks, is that you try to find a spot and a place every day, the same time. You know that you can carve out, instead of going to watch the television or whatever, getting involved in something else, at 7:30 in the evening or 5 o'clock in the evening or 3 o'clock in the morning, whatever, what time you can find to carve out a half an hour, because it really doesn't take that much time once you get started. If you wait until the weekend, you're going to be exhausted, and then your friends are going to come over and you're going to not want to do the work. So work on it every day. Now, attendance and lateness. All right, there's not really no lateness, but attendance is just get to work every day. Now, grading. It's a point system, and you'll see it. It's pretty straightforward, folks. Canvas makes it pretty easy to check your grades. We grade on a straight curve, which is an oxymoron, like jumbo shrimp, military intelligence. But anyway, it's a straight curve, 90, 80, 70, 60, and then less than 60 is failure. We say in the prose here that if you're late, you're going to be hit with a 10% penalty. Folks, don't believe it, okay? I'm very liberal in that respect, which is an evil word now, but accommodating. Contact me if you're going to be late. We want you to do it right. It's not important that it's done on time. We want you to do it on time because we don't want you to get behind. But more important is you do a good job and you do it right. And what we find is that we don't have a whole lot of C's. We have a lot of A's and B's because people are motivated and they do the work and they're reasonably sober when they're doing the work. And then we have a lot of D's and F's from people who aren't necessarily relatively sober when they're doing the work, or just don't do the work, and they get called away to Cancun because their Uncle Lucas has a hangnail or some reason, whatever, the car had a baby or the sister needs a new transmission. Don't procrastinate. Work on this every day. In fact, the time requirements for a three-unit class are 3 hours for every one unit. So that's about 9 hours a week. Now, that includes the time that you're sitting in the classroom. Well, you're not sitting in a classroom, but you're going to be watching the presentations, listening to the presentations as if you were in a classroom, but you don't have to be in a classroom. You can be listening to them while you're driving if you commute, or on the bus or the trolley, or if you're walking the dog or sitting at the gym, you're doing on the treadmill. So we try to make it as easy as possible for you to go through the material, and then, as we say, set it half an hour a day, every day, and that's the way to learn. Because learning requires repetition. We know, the studies show, that if you try to cram right before the exam, maybe you're going to remember a little bit, but as soon as the exam is over, boom, it's gone. That's how our minds work. We need to see things over and over and over again. Now, having said that, there's a small percentage of the population. Once they see it once, they never forget it. I wish I were one of them. I'm not. I have to go through things several times, and I assume that most of you are the same way. And the individuals who aren't, congratulations. Now, accommodations. You know the drill. If you need, especially if you need closed captioning. Now, we use Google's closed captioning, and it's pretty good. It's not bad. It's not perfect. It's the same closed captioning they use with their YouTube system. But for ADA compliant, Americans with Disabilities compliant closed captioning, we use a system called 3C Media Solutions. But they're way over subscribed. Before the pandemic, you could get your video closed captioned in a couple of days, and then it took 2 weeks, and then they said, we're drowning! So now, instead of going ahead and closed captioning everything, we wait and ask for a student to tell us we need this. It used to be that you just did it, but we don't have those resources anymore. My apologies. So contact me as soon as possible. Contact the Disability Support Services folks. They're awesome. We will make sure that we accommodate you. Now, the Academic Success Center is actually an awesome place, folks. They're opening up more and more now. It used to be all online during the pandemic. But now they're opening up, and this is an awesome place for you to go. Why? Because the students who work there as interns and tutors, as well as the professionals that get paid, but the students, the tutors get paid too. But they have the bug. They have the learning virus. And they want to learn and they want to teach you. And why? Because here's the dirty little secret that we teachers don't tell our students. To really learn something, teach it. Yeah. So if you go there, you'll get the virus, you'll get the bug, and you'll want to help other students, and you will learn even better. So think about it, folks. And of course, it's all online also. Now, how do you get in touch with me? Well, I'm not on campus this semester. In fact, my office is going to be torn down in a week or so. They tell me, I'm going to be in 104B, but I don't know if I'm actually going to be there. Who knows when they actually tear down the office and everybody gets moved around. We'll see what happens. But you're mostly going to contact me online. You're going to contact me with email. I respond to my emails as soon as possible. The only problem is we get dozens of emails every day, folks. So sometimes I get lost. If I don't contact you within 24 hours, send me another one and say, Payano, you goofed. You lost my email. Okay? Now, we have a Zoom office, and that's just the link there. Wonder Professor is my website. /Zoom, well, is the fast way of getting to my, it's actually, that's not the actual website. You can't remember the Zoom website. It's got all the strange characters in it. So we'll have at least, to my understanding, 6 office hours this semester. And I usually do them on Thursday nights. They seem to be the most accessible to people. But hey, I'll change them around if Thursday night is not good for you. We can meet Saturday. We can meet Monday morning. I'm pretty open. And my schedule is pretty flexible. So I'll meet Sunday. I don't care. How do you contact me by phone? Well, don't use the work phone because I don't check the messages as much as I used to, just because I'm not there. You have to call in. There's my home phone where you can leave a message, but most people are just going to send me an email, right? Now, what's my homepage? Wonderprofessor.com. That way, assuming I'm alive, that website will still be up and running, and you can get in touch with me. And the class website is wonderprofessor.com/121 for Business 121. And the people think it's a funny name, and it is a funny name, and I have a little blurb about how it came about. But mostly, I was just looking for something that people could not forget, right? So I tell people, can you remember Wonder Bread? And they go, yeah. Can you remember Wonder Woman? And they go, yeah. And I say, okay, my website's wonderprofessor.com. And they go, oh, okay. Because the college, they gave us this website that nobody could remember. First of all, they couldn't spell my last name, Payano. They couldn't find the tilde key, and it was a bizarre mess. Anyway, so that's why I got wonderprofessor.com. I spared no expense, paid $14 to register wonderprofessor.com. Before I did that, I was looking for, you can remember this, don't forget me, I can remember, all those are taken. They're all taken. You try to find one, you can't find something like that. So I just thought, when I was growing up, it was science. Now science is maligned by a major portion of the public. But when I was growing up, a long, long time ago, it was science is wonderful. Science is exciting. And you had Mr. Wonder on the television, and little Timmy and Susie were going to learn about, today, Timmy and Susie were going to learn about refrigeration. Oh boy, Mr. Wonder. So that's where I got the name anyway. So that's the first page, which is good information, but you'll forget it all. But the second page, let's take a look at the second page. Aha! The course schedule. Now here is something I think is actually very useful. And I probably should make it the first page instead of making it the last page. But print this thing out, put it up on your refrigerator or put it on your desk somewhere, because this is our course schedule. And we generally stick to it fairly closely. Every once in a while, we might get behind depending on, you know, something happens catastrophic like pandemic in spring of 2020. But normally we will follow this fairly closely. And you'll find that if you, again, spend about a half an hour a day, you should have no problem turning in the assignments. after starting the third week and then all subsequent weeks, an assignment will be due every single week. So just remember, every Saturday, something's due, starting the third week. And then you'll notice that every about 4 weeks or so, sometimes every 3 weeks, there's an exam. So we're going to send you announcements. We're going to make sure that you are well apprised of what's going on. But here it is. Here's the class. Here's the information that we're going to go through, and hope you'll find it very useful to you. I know this is going to sound a little over the top, but our goal, and that's the first thing we learn about, is how to set goals. But our goal is to make this the best class you've ever taken. I know it sounds a little over the top, but it's sincere. We want this class to be the class that 5, 10, 20, 30 years from now, you can look back and say, you know what? That class actually taught me something useful and helped me in this crazy, scary, joyful, beautiful, absurd, ugly, sad adventure that we call life. Because you don't get a do-over, folks. And that's why we love it when younger folks take our class. Because what you'll hear throughout the semester, now you won't hear it because you're alone, but you'll hear from in the face-to-face class, why didn't they tell me this 25 years ago, from the folks in their 40s and 50s and 60s. And so we don't want you to be that person. Cool? Okay, so print out the course schedule, however you do it, have it handy and check it every day. Work on Business 121, Principles of Money Management. Thank you so much for being in our class. All of us at Southwestern, I speak for everyone at Southwestern, except for a few bums, are very proud, honored, happy, and we feel tremendously privileged that you are here with us. We wish you the greatest of success. Thank you so much for being in our class, dear students. Onward and upward!